Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and this week we're talking about one of my favorite subjects, and I'm trying to learn more about it and dive into it, to lock into it so that I can live it more fully in my life and come to understand it, and that is learning how to abide in Christ. It really is, in many ways, the center of the Christian life. It's really the thing that we're most called to do and why Jesus came. Ultimately, Jesus came as Savior to bring us from death to life. We talked about on Monday and Tuesday. And by the way, if you didn't have a chance to tune into the program Monday and Tuesday, I think you'd be really blessed by the programs. You could go to our website at renewalministries.net and listen to them there whenever it's convenient for you, or listen to them on the Ave Maria app. They're archived there as well. But the whole idea of abiding is something that we just can't miss as Christians. We got to get this. It's the fundamental way in which Jesus is calling each and every one of us to live out our life. And it also has a profoundly important commission to it that we will be held responsible for. That's important to see and understand as well. But here's just the last part of the paragraph I was reading yesterday from John 15, and then we're going to look at more kind of defining what it means a little bit more clearly. John 15, verse 5, I'm the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. So we're called to be fruit bearers, just as a branch that's connected to a vine is expected. You might say, do we anticipate it's going to be fruitful? That's what it's there for. And Jesus is saying, if you abide in me and you acknowledge, welcome, and you're awake to the idea that I'm abiding in you and this union we're sharing together in love, if I as a believer and a new child of God and a child of the light, if I'm receiving this and accepting it, and I'm paying attention to it every day, and I know this is where life will flow from me, we'll talk about practically what that might look like each day, that abiding today, maybe, and then the days ahead. But Jesus is telling us, if you're doing this, you will bear much fruit. And bearing much fruit is the most important work on the planet that each one of us has. And we do it in every part of our life, every walk of life, you'd say, everything our life is about. Underneath all of it, our career work, our work as parents, you name it, whatever field we're in, whatever work we're doing, whatever voluntary service we're about, as we've discerned and walking it out in the Lord, underneath it all, is in every one of those environments, every place you walk and move, you will be a source of life and light, and you will bear fruit if you're abiding in the Lord. He goes on to say, if you abide in me, my words abide in you. Ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. How about that? That gets repeated in 1 John and in other places. This promise and the Last Supper discourse has this a few times. And that is being rightly aligned with God's purposes. And we're praying from a heart that's united to Jesus. And we're praying in the will of God. Our prayers will have power. It says, verse 8, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and I abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. Don't miss that last line. How many people today are just battling day to day with depression, discouragement, fear, anxiety, just dominating our lives because of the crazy world that we're living in. Genuinely bad things that have happened to us and things that we're struggling with. We're made for joy. And the only place to find real joy is in this abiding and going deeper in intimate love. And at the center of what this abiding means, friends, is a work of God, totally initiated by God, not initiated by me or by us, by our own power. It's all grace. Once we've responded to the call of the gospel and are baptized into Christ, God reveals God to the human spirit. That's the starting point. the Holy Spirit given to us manifests, reveals to the human heart the glory, the beauty, the majesty, the lordship of Jesus. And Jesus said, to see me is to see the Father. And there's mutual revelation happening, Father and the Son, working the Holy Spirit, bringing about an awareness of what it really means that we truly are in a family. We're truly united to God. It's absolutely critical to see that. And this is where the Lord is bringing us into this abiding. And it begins with that, again, God revealing God to the human spirit through the presence, power, and working of the Holy Spirit. So abiding, here's some ways maybe to describe it that might be helpful. Abiding in Scripture refers to the stable, living communion between God and the human person. It's established by grace, as I was just talking about, God's free gift, sustained through faith. There's two kinds of faith, and both of them need to be at work in order for this abiding to be fruitful. The first is to simply believe the truths, assenting to the truths that are communicated about Christ and what he's done for us for our salvation, like what's written in the creeds, for example, truth about the church and what Jesus is doing. So that's important. We assent to it. But on a deeper personal level, it also means a full surrender of the human heart to God in trust, to lean on God in such a way that if he wasn't there, you'd fall flat on your face. It's a total abandonment and trust. And we've got models. You know, Paul talks in Hebrews about Abraham, our father in faith. And he was a nomad of faith. He bet everything on the promise of God, even though he couldn't concretely touch and see the promise of God. And he was called to leave everything that was familiar to him, everything that he'd accomplished, everything that defined him. He left it all to follow God, to follow the promise. That's what the Christian life is. The promise is the Holy Spirit, the down payment, and the one who teaches us. We're following the lead of the Holy Spirit who is unveiling Jesus to us. He's unveiling the Father to us. This is the drama of human life. Everything else is like small potatoes to this. And the Christian is the one who is light in the world because weak and broken people, sinful people who have been forgiven and brought into life. Now we're living this new life in faith. And it's what overcomes, as John will say in one of his chapters, it's what overcomes the work of darkness and the devil and allows us to live a new way of life. So grace and faith. And then another element of his obedience. This is key. Jesus just said, I read in John 15, abiding means in part, we do what God commands us to do. If we're not paying attention to God's commandments and we're not doing everything we can to walk in those commandments, we can know for sure we're not abiding in the Lord. I don't care how you feel, how we feel, or how high or happy we might feel at a moment. If we're not walking in the truth, we're not walking in the commandments revealed, which Jesus said is his very food. It's what he loved. It's what he wants us to love like he loved it because he knows God's commandments are life. And I think today in the modern world, and one of the reasons why so many people, young people, other people leave the church, is they're like, I just don't dig the commandments thing. It's like too constraining, too confining. It's not my world. It's not life-giving. It's such a downer, all that kind of stuff. Well, that's just the darkened mind. That's the flesh and the ego, the fallen ego that doesn't get what Jesus got and understood what he gives to us. No, the commandments of God are life. Yeah, they might constrain some of what the passions want, for sure, but that's all for the good. So again, abiding. Originated and sustained by God's gift, God's grace. Through faith, it means walking in obedience, and it's love, the love that was revealed on the cross of Jesus Christ. That's our model. That's where we're going. Jesus laid it all there. He communicated perfectly, totally. Remember, I think it's John 14, toward the end of John 14, where he says to the apostles in the Last Supper discourse, tells them of the hardship that's about to hit them all, their denials, their betrayals, the work of darkness, and they're a bit shaken. And then Jesus says to them, the devil's coming after me. Well, that probably shook them even more. But I want you to know the devil has no hold on me. Jesus is totally in charge, not the devil. It'll look like the devil's in charge, but he's not. Jesus said, the devil has no hold on me, but he's got his hold on everybody else at some level. Even the apostles, especially Judas, is essentially saying, but don't worry, I'm in control. He said, but I do everything the Father commands me to do because I want the whole world to know that I love the Father. This is the essence of it all, and it's revealed perfectly. That's what the cross is about. Giving to God the Father what belongs to God the Father. Doing justice to the just and holy God. Jesus shows us what every human being was made for and where we would find our life. But our rebellion and sin causes us to run away from it, to ignore it. But on that cross, Jesus humbled himself by becoming obedient, even unto death, death on a cross. So humility is critical for abiding, because abiding means obeying. And Jesus humbled himself and put the will of God first. That's one concrete expression of what humility looks like. The apostles told us, Peter told us, humble yourself before the mighty hand of God. Humble yourself. And the way to do this, not just a feeling, like create a feeling. It's like bow down. Make an act that communicates. And the best way to do that is to obey God. And what does he want? He wants us to love our neighbor. So obedience and love. And then the sacramental life of the church is critical for us to be continued to be fed and be united to each other and together through confession that brings us back if we need to be brought back into the communion, through the Eucharist that brings us all together as one living body with one prayer, offering ourselves to the one true Christ who is forming in us a new body, and we're all abiding together. And it's all animated by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. That's Christianity. And friends, if this is news to you, I'm glad you're hearing it, but if it's news to you, you're out of touch. You're out of touch with the essence of who you are if you're baptized, if you're a believer. If you've stumbled onto the station and you're not a believer, this is what Christianity is really all about. It's not just about rules or commandments. It's so much deeper. And it's the only answer to the sin-sick, broken condition of the human race. And then again, you can describe it this way. To abide is to remain in Christ by grace, to live from his life, to dwell in his love and his truth, and to allow God to remain actively present within the heart of the believer, producing fruit unto eternal life. That's abiding. That's what God wants to do. If you're in a place that, I don't know what God's will is in my life, this is for sure God's will in your life. And it's going to get expressed in a particular vocation you're maybe discerning. You're not sure about that yet. But whatever walk of life, this is at the center of everything you do as a Christian. This is the foundation. This is the essence. And it's all made possible by the grace and power of God. Hope you can join me tomorrow. If you liked it, bring some friends. God bless.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once, and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.